You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Heather Drazen. Heather, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Brainerd.
Heather, we're going to talk about your show, of course, at My Pet Ram, Towards the Sun. And I'm so excited to talk about this. And I want to start by comparing this to, you know, another show you had at My Pet Ram not long ago. And it seemed there was some similar themes, right? There was writing in The Way Home that was similar mm-hmm. to the writing here, right? You're often talking about experiences that are anything from traumatic to deeply nostalgic, but there's a link between these shows, right? And the way you're writing and thinking in terms of, I guess it's how you move through life, right? How you're thinking about all of these.
Absolutely. I consider like each painting that I make, like a vignette within the larger narrative of my life. And so the show in 2024 was like that year from 23 to 24. And then this current show, Towards the Sun, was 24 to 25. And, you know, I had some traumatic experiences in 2023. I had a health crisis. And so the show sort of, some of the paintings in the show started with that. And then they just moved through like other intimate moments of my daily life. And then this year, the show started with a moment of grief for losing my beloved high school art teacher, who I was still in contact with, and then going on some adventures to New Mexico right after that, and then later on in the next year to France. So these paintings like center around my home life, but also like my experiences. And I try to paint them in like a tender way to evoke like a sensory experience, but you know, embed time into the surface. I'm thinking about time a lot with my work.
And the trip to that you were just talking about, I mean, there's two of them, but to New Mexico, that was in the footsteps of Georgia O'Keeffe, right? That was also a way of, I don't know if bonding is the right word, but in a way of an almost homage to your teacher, right?
Yeah.
It was part of it.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Texas, and that's where I met my teacher, Yannick, in high school, and, you know, she had told us about Georgia O'Keeffe. Georgia O'Keeffe is generally like a standard iconic artist that you might study in high school. And I tend to go down these rabbit holes, like on YouTube, and that summer I had been just looking at every O'Keeffe video, just coincidentally. And then my teacher was in the hospital, and she passed, and I just said to Josh, my husband, I was like, look, I need to go to New Mexico. Like, I just need to feel the open sky above me. I really want to go and just be in a totally different landscape and universe. And so it was really a wonderful and intimate experience to actually go up to Abiquiu, go through O'Keeffe's home and see the landscapes like reflected in the glass, you know, to really get the full sensory experience of where she was living and painting for so many years. And, you know, O'Keeffe, one thing I learned is that she lived to her 90s, but she moved there in her 50s. And I always think about, like, my second act after teaching. Like, what will I do when I'm like, of retirement age? Will I be able to paint all day? How many years will I have? If that's not too dark. So that's all sort of interconnected. And it turns out after I booked the flight, I learned that Yannick, my teacher, was born in New Mexico. So I felt like, oh, wow, that was like this very serendipitous moment that happened. And I think that happens in my life a lot, like when I'm listening to my intuition and following my curiosity, things like that happen.
So that's part of the way you're finding subject matter, right? That very thing that you just said, following intuition and subject matter. I mean, I don't know what happened in France, but I imagine that's more of that, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm painting about my life, but I'm also like processing my feelings, and I'm painting these works as I'm living them. So it's, you know, I don't necessarily know what's going to happen in my life, as we all do. And so I'm figuring that out through the process of making them and reflecting on my life. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these specific ones in here. This show, as you're saying, is different from the last one based on the journeys we're beginning to talk about, right? These are all based in those journeys. So when you're making these, are these from sketches in the journey? Are you doing them kind of plein air? How are these made?
Yeah, I'm working from photographs. You know, I'm making choices. Sometimes when I'm gathering these reference photos, I'd say I collect photos all the time. But sometimes I am staging it, like if I'm thinking about a specific like art history moment that I really want to recreate, I might actually stage that painting. Or other times it's happening in the moment. You know, I hang prisms all throughout my house that cast these rainbows or like sun catchers. And sometimes I might see like light beautifully streaming across the floor and like want to capture that moment and know that I want to paint it later, for example.
And then there's, to talk about, you know, some of the specific images in here, mm-hmm. which seem, you know, to be different than kind of what you were just saying. There's Winter Bath, which is a portrait as well, right? I mean, this is a beautiful portrait of, what looks like someone in a bath.
Yeah, that's my husband, Josh. He was sitting in the bathtub, you know, he had a bath ache. And then I saw the plastic from the shower curtain, you know, reflecting beautiful light onto the wall. And I thought of Bonnard, and I'm very obsessed with Pierre Bonnard and his bath paintings. And I went and grabbed my camera to take a photo reference. And of course, I made changes later on in the studio. But that was like just a moment in my home, like an intimate scene that I just knew in the moment that I wanted to paint that.
And so many of these come from photographs, then drawings, then paintings. Is that the process typically?
Starting point, and then I'm bringing them into the studio. I don't typically make a lot of drawings. Usually if I am drawing, it's not related to, like, it's not a one-to-one with the painting that I'm making. But I start with a colored ground, and, you know, I like to do a lot of wet-to-wet painting first and figure it out on the canvas. And then I'll move from like some big moves in the studio and then like let it dry. And then I'll go back and work on my easel. And sometimes I'll go back to the wall. But it's all like very much figured out in the paint. Yeah.
There's another wonderful painting called Winnie Rainbow. And this seems to really, you know, depart from several in here in that, you know, we're looking down, it's nearly abstracted, and it's full of color, you know, it takes time to understand exactly what we're looking at, which looks like kind of top down at a dog, but this one's very unusual, right? Or it seems to me, because it's so, it's nearly abstract completely, right? There's, of course, no horizon line.
Yeah, that's my dog Winnie on the floor in the studio, like behind my painting chair, but in terms of like color choices, I was thinking of Munch's Starry Night. So I'll often like make art historical associations with the things that I'm painting, but I'm also trying to push composition. So I like, you know, I look down at her swirly body on the floor. I love the shapes that she and my other dog Winslow make. I love looking at light across their fur. And so that's what I wanted to paint.
I like that so much. Yeah. So that's what's also happening here. There's art references happening all the time, right? I know Bernard was mentioned and other things. So so part of this work, while it's sometimes an homage to a person or a way of being, it's also homage to certain artists.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. In fact, hanging the prisms in my studio came from the artist Winifred Nicholson, who I had learned about on another painter's blog who I really admire, Aubrey Leventhal. So Winifred Nicholson studied prismatic light for decades, and she would actually carry these prisms like in her purse with her. And I've given them out to friends. But so she studied this light, and I love like looking at that light coming through the floor and window, and then that kind of becomes another element in the painting sometimes, not all the time. But thinking about that light is also like embedding time into the surface, not only from like the memory of when I took the reference photo or when I had that experience, but also like embedding the time of me actually making it further into the surface, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And now, I, of course, that's in a number of images here. That work. So to talk about, I guess, France a little bit, there's one called Giverny, and this is a really curious one too. Beautiful colors and an image. We're looking through a window, something almost kind of voyeuristic, looking at the back of somebody. Before we talk about this, what was happening in France? I know that's part of your was part of the journey you were on, New Mexico and then France. Was
Yeah.
this from there, I imagine?
Yeah, it was. Actually, first this summer we were in Iceland on residency. We were there with another friend, JD Rainbow, and his husband, Logan, actually. And we decided, okay, I'm going to book, like, France is 3 hours away. I'm going to leave Iceland. And Iceland was very dark and rainy at the time. It was about 12 days of, like, not very much sun, even though we expected 22 hours of daylight. It was m very magical and mystical in ways. But Josh and I were like, let's go to France. Let's go see the sunlight. I wanted to do another pilgrimage. So we went to Paris, but then to Monet's house in Giverny. We took a bus ride out there. And, I've been very obsessed with Bonnard, like I said, but also Monet. And when we were there, I was just looking at the light and thinking about how, Bonnard only lived 3 miles down the road, and they were, I don't know how close they were, but they were friends, and they would come to each other's houses, and there's paintings and drawings from each experience. But we were like traipsing around Monet's water lilies in the garden. This was not an intimate tour like it was in New Mexico. There were hundreds of people sort of going in and out, weaving in and out and up the stairs in Monet's home. And it did feel sort of voyeuristic. But also I felt very connected, and I felt like I was like sensorially feeling what those paintings feel like to me as well, but like in real time. And so I caught a glimpse of Josh, my husband, through the window in kitchen in Monet's glass, and I saw the curtain, and it also made me think of Bonnard's bath tiles, like this radiating blue curtain. And I decided, that's a painting. I want to paint that right there.
Yeah, and that also is so. Then it's I mean it's about France. It's about your experience there. It's about all this light in the painting. But now it seems to me so much that each one of these, besides the story that you have and where it's coming from, it's a direct relationship to Monet, of course, right? Not because of where you are, but again, like the homage, the palette, the even way paint is used. It's such an unusual way to pay an homage to an artist. Well, maybe not so unusual, but that's part of what's happening in all your travels, it seems, right? You're getting immersed in their space, in their environment, which I imagine is so much more than what it is literally, right? There's also intuitive aspects to that, or I don't know, or something else. Is there something else that's sort of like ghostly to that? It just seems so.
Yeah,
There's
I feel like
something about that, yeah, that seems unusual.
absolutely. I feel like you can, there's something going on there. Maybe it's ghostly, it's spiritual, it's feeling, their life and my life, like as if it were in a film, like happening at the same time. And these are some of my heroes, and I think about, life and everything that's happening right now in the world feels rather apocalyptic to me. And I know that, Monet and Bonnard also experienced hard times like that. And O'Keeffe had many, many challenges throughout her life. And I think about their resilience, and that makes me feel like I can keep going and painting what matters.
Right. Yeah. No, that's so true. It really, right? There's this. It always seems that we're living in the most chaotic, most difficult times. But in fact, yeah, there were many such episodes throughout history. And that one at Giverny was one of them, right? That was. And so, what else happened there in France? There was that kind of the difference between those tours sounds very. Very stark in terms of how you're absorbing the environment. Was there other instances in France where you were had kind of experiences like that?
Oh, absolutely. I snuck my feet in the water in Monet's water lilies. So I joked that I was baptized right there. But we walked around Paris for hours, as you do when you go there. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I sat with Bonnard, my favorite painting, of Martin the Bath in the museum there, and I sketched. and just tried to absorb it. You know, I decided I was quite tired, and I'm going to sit in this chair and I'm going to stare at this painting for as long as I can. And then I went back a second time. And yeah, we just had a wonderful time walking around and thinking about the light and thinking about what we wanted to make. My husband is also an artist, so we found it very inspiring.
Yeah, I love that. And to talk about another one here, I mean, there's so many to talk about, but the kind of prisms, since you mentioned that before,
yeah.
Is that what's in with stars? That looks like
yes.
A self-portrait.
Yeah.
So what's happening there? Because I wouldn't have known that before unless you had talked about these prisms. But that's sort of like a little magic trick you're almost carrying around, the prisms, right?
It feels like that. My friend referred to me as a sorceress with it, and I liked that a lot. Yeah, this is that painting with stars is me reflected in the glass looking at O'Keeffe's painting, Black Cross with Stars. And that was one of the first paintings she had made in New Mexico when she was visiting before she moved there. I had seen it in the Santa Fe Museum, but while I was looking at this painting, I could literally see myself in the glass. And I thought, oh, I really like the way this looks, this like sort of ghostly connection of time, sort of like me reaching out across to her. And then I brought it home, you know, I came home to the studio and started painting. And of course, the rainbow light hit the painting, and I knew that I wanted to add it there. So
I love that. And so I love talking about this show. And for listeners, of course, there's mm-hmm. links here to learn more, and hopefully they can come see the show before it closes soon. The other thing I wanted to ask you, a little off topic, is what are you reading at the moment?
Sure. Actually reading Jane Goodall's A Reason for Hope, A Spiritual Journey. You know, after, before the show opened, she passed, and I started reading this, and I'd also seen her Netflix episode where she gave a message from beyond, like they had filmed it knowing it would only be released after she passed. That made me want to go and read her memoir. And I think she really led by intuition. You know, when she was young, she was obsessed with Tarzan books, and she wanted to be the Jane in the stories, you know, growing up in London, far away from Africa. So I'm finding that book really fascinating. And then Aubrey Leventhal, who I've messaged through Instagram, sent me her catalog. I'm very touched and honored. So I've been looking at that and getting a lot of inspiration. It's called Mirror Matter.
Thanks for sharing that with me. And, you know, it's been so wonderful talking to you. Is there anything that you feel I should have asked, or that you'd like to add to this, to those who are listening, hopefully will come to see this show? Yeah, is there anything you want to add that I perhaps should have asked?
I think it was a fun connection to talk about the travels. And I would just say that, you know, I think that most of these paintings are about love. I'd say that's the underlying experience as well.
Thanks for adding that. I so
sure.
appreciate that. And I want to thank you again for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure. Again, listeners have links here. They can follow more and hopefully go to My Pet Ram and see the show. Thanks so much again for talking with me.
Okay. Thank you, Brainerd.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.